जय गोपी जनवल्लभा, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय। जय यशोदा नंदना, जय ब्रज जन रंजना, जय जय यमुना तीर वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय शिला प्रभुपाद, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टौ शत शत्र इस डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा, श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। Hare Krishna, dear devotees, thank you so much for coming this morning for Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Canto 3, entitled as The Status Quo, chapter number 25, entitled as The Glories of Devotional Service, and text number 8. Tasya tavam tamsho andhasya दुष्पराशायद्या पारगम चक्षुर जन्मनाम अन्ते लब्धम मे तवद अनुग्रहात् तस्य त्वं तमशो अंधस्य दुष्पराशायद्या पारगम सचक्षुजन्मनामन्ते लब्धं मे त्वद् अनुग्रहात् तस्य त्वं तमशो अन्धस्य दुष्पराशयादया पारगम सचक्षुर्जन्मनामन्ते लब्धम मे तवद अनुग्रह। प्लीज तस्य तम तमसो अंधस्य वैष्णवीस What you word meaning? Tasya, that. Tavam, you. Tamasaha, ignorance. Andhasya, darkness. Dushparashya, difficult to cross. Adya, now. Paragam, crossing over. Sat, transcendental. Chakshuhu, I. Janmanam, of births, ante, at the end, labdham, attained, me, my, tavat anugrahat, by your mercy. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ji ki jai. Translation. Your lordship is my only means of getting out of this darkest region of ignorance, because you are my transcendental eye, which by your mercy only I have attained after many, many births. Purport. This verse is very instructive since it indicates the relationship between the spiritual master and the disciple. The disciple or conditioned soul is put into this darkest region of ignorance and therefore is entangled in the material existence of sense gratification. It is very difficult to get out of this entanglement and attain freedom. But if one is fortunate enough to get the association of a spiritual master like Kapila Muni or his representative, then by his grace, one can be delivered from the mire of ignorance. The spiritual master is therefore worshipped as one who delivers the disciple from the mire of ignorance with the light of the torch of knowledge. The word paragam is very significant. Paragam refers to one who can take the disciple to the other side, which we read in the word-to-word meaning. It means crossover. This side is conditioned life. The other side is the life of freedom. The spiritual master takes the disciple to the other side by opening his eyes with knowledge. We are suffering simply because of ignorance. By the instructions of the spiritual master, the darkness of ignorance is removed, and thus the disciple is unable to go to the side of freedom. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that after many, many births, one surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, if after many, many births, one is able to find a bona fide spiritual master and surrender to such a bona fide representative of Krishna, one can be taken to the side of light. Okay. Om Agyanati Mirantasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshyon Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swaha Padantikam. हे कृष्णः करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपिशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चाति देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवासादि शिखौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते कदम गानन स्वामी ते नामिने Okay, dear devotees, here we are going to understand the glories of devotional service. So as you know, the father, Kardama Muni, he just left the house because he fulfilled his duty, what he promised to his in-laws. As soon as I will give the son to your daughter, I will immediately leave the householder life. That was the condition that he was going to get married. How many of us can do that? That daring? Not so. But he did so to set an example for all of us. When he did, now the mother and the father, they both know who the son is. None other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now she is not seeing her son as a son, or she is not seeing her son as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now seeing her son as the spiritual master. Even though that the same spiritual master is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but here Srila Prabhupada writes that this verse emphasizes the relationship between a spiritual master and a disciple. Today is also that disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami. In his teaching, Nectar of Devotion, he mentions the first step of bhakti is Guru Pada Ashraya. Because without the navigation, without the help of the GPS, you cannot reach to the destination. Even though if you know the destination, where do you have to go, you need the guide, you need the path, someone who can show you there. Otherwise, there are so many plunders are there on the path, they can take you somewhere else. They can divert you from your real goal. So it is very, very careful to follow the right person. It seems there will be so many people on the path, they must be dressing up like actual sadhu, the actual spiritual master, but they are not taking you back to Godhead. So where is the help? So Srila Prabhupada said there are three triangles are there, like one triangle is there. It has three corners, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. If you hear the Guru, so make sure you have to read the Shastra, make sure whatever he's saying, it's coming out of the Vedic scripture. And when you hear the sadhu, then still you have to verify or confirm through the scriptures. So among these three, who is the supreme? Shastra is the supreme, because the guru will not say anything out of the Shastra, and the sadhu will also not say anything out of the Shastra. So if you are connected with the Vedic scriptures, means Vedo Narayana Sakshat. So Vedic scriptures are non-different from Lord Shri Krishna, Lord Shri Narayana. So if you are connected with that path, then there is no question that anybody who is claiming himself or herself as a spiritual master can cheat you. Because you can see the exact quality. You can see the exact quality what a spiritual master should be like. Again, Rupa Goswami, he says in his Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita, the first verse itself put us into the right direction. Vacho vegam, mansa krodha vegam, jiva vegam, udar upastha vegam, etana vegam, yo visheta dhira, sarvam apimam, prithvim sashishar. So there are six things, there are six urges that if a person controls it, control of the speech, control of the mind, control of the tongue, control of the belly and genitals. So this and anger too. And when these six things are being controlled and he's the master of all these things, then he's ready to accept the disciples all over the world. So we need to also check it. That's why it's been said, if you are ready to accept a spiritual master, then there is a connection, but you both have to check each other at least for 1 or 2 years. Then by doing that, it will be confirmed, yes, he is your spiritual master. He has come to take you back to Godhead. But actually, it is a Guru Tattva who takes you back to Godhead. Guru is also there, but for some reason, if you are not able to make it this lifetime, but again you got a chance to take it. So another spiritual master in the same Vaishnava disciplic succession, he comes and that he takes you back to Godhead. But it is also our responsibility in both sides. So here, look at the attitude. Look at the attitude of here, Mother Devahuti, in the previous verse where he started. He started her question. She says that, I am very sick of the disturbance caused by my material senses. She's claiming that I am not able to control anything because my material senses are much more powerful than my own willpower. Because of this senses disturbance, my Lord, I have fallen into the abyss of ignorance. Because she has accepted, I am ignorant. So that means whenever we come in front of our spiritual master or any great saintly person, then we should not present ourselves, I am a very jnani pandit man. I am a very knowledgeable man. No, even though if we know something, still we have to keep our organ, our this mouth shut. Have you ever noticed why Krishna gave hearing two and mouth only one? 2:1. Because this organ has to be used more and this organ has to be used less. That's why it's to 2:1 ratio. But in material world, we have been learned from this world that use this more and use this one less. That's why all the problem starts. Even though she is also, if you have read in the previous chapters, she's also been called Yoga Lakshana. And her husband has been called Mahayogi. She's not an ordinary lady. She's a sister of two great personalities, Maharaj Priyavata and Uttanapada. And she's the daughter of a great Swayambhuva Manu. He's the emperor of the whole world. Do you think she'll be a very dumb lady? No, she's very intelligent. She got mystic powers. That's why she's been called Yoga Lakshana, that she has perfected in mystic powers. She knows everything. But still, because there is a room, always there is a room for learning. There is always room for improvement. Now she is accepting her own son as a spiritual master. So she's not showing all her skill that she knows everything. She says, look at that, my dear Lord. And furthermore, we will see she put herself into more lower. She said, even though I am a woman, what can I understand the spiritual science? She goes that far down there. So that means this is a very great lesson for all of us. Whenever we come, we should keep our mouth shut and ear open when we come and learn the spiritual subject matter. And always present in a very humble way. In Bhagavad Gita, we know that the essence, Sarva Dharman Parityajay Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Okay, so this is the goal. Give up all those religion. What are those religion which takes you away from the Lord? Just give up those religion and surrender into the Lord. Yes, it has been said. But now the intelligent person asks the another question. The question comes, what is the process? Okay, I know the goal. So where is the process? Who's going to teach me the process? So Rupa Goswami, he has been called Abhideya Acharya. So he has given us the process. The process is given by the spiritual master. The process is being taught us by the spiritual master. That's why Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita 4.34, very famous shloka, Tadviddi pranipatena paripashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanina tatva darshina. Means by serving such a great transcendentalist, by asking, first of all, before asking the favor from someone, it is our duty, we must make sure render some service to them. Then we are eligible to take some favor from them. Without doing anything, any service to them, we have no right to ask any question. So in a similar way, disciple or guru also checks the shishya first, that is he qualified? Is he eligible to understand any kind of a knowledge? He checks them. He puts them into test. When he becomes passed out from there, then he reveals the knowledge slowly. It's not that you can just go and ask it. We just sang in the morning Guru Puja. Yeah? The whole Guru Puja translation, if you understand, it is just dedicated to the Guru Maharaj, to our own individual spiritual master. Divya Gyan Hirde Prakashito. So this transcendental knowledge, this Divya Gyan is not been earned or it's not been known just by reading it. You may know some here and there, but it's been prakashit. It's manifest in your heart. When Guru is get pleased by our service, he blesses you. I'm pretty much sure there is a story in one of the Purana. I'm pretty much sure you must know it. There was one Shishya, his name was Aruni. Okay? He was studying with other students, but he was not very intelligent. But in one thing, he was very, very intelligent. Whatever his guru asked him to do, he does it. He exactly does it without any fail, even though he doesn't know how to do it, but he attempt to do it. So one time, it was so much rainfall happened, and this Guruji, he has some land. Then he told Aruni, can you go and just make a boundary? Because if the water will come, it will destroy all the crop. And for us, for the next 12 months, there will be nothing to eat. You can go and do it. Then he goes there and he doesn't come back. Whole night. And Guruji is in full tension. He said, what's going on here? You know, he didn't come. Then in the next morning, when rain stops, then he takes some students with him and he go and search for his student. Aruni, where are you? And he sees that Aruni is lying where there was some hole over there blocking the water with his body. Then he says, Aruni, what have you done? Why you didn't come back to the home? Last night, he says, Guru Maharaj, you gave me one service to do, to block the water. I tried whatever. I got so much mud. I got bricks. I got the wood log. I did everything to stop the water, but the water flow was so heavy that it was breaking everything. So I didn't find any means, so I put my body to stop the water. So for next year, you can eat something. And by seeing his selfless service, Guru becomes so pleased. And he says, I bless you. All the knowledge will manifest in your heart. So that's how it is here. That's how the blessings of the Lord, even though, but that does not mean that we should not take the help of the Vedic scripture. We should do it because everything goes simultaneously, equally, parallelly it goes. We study, we also do some service to Guru and to the local authorities, whichever temple we are doing it. Because it says, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is enough to take you back to Godhead. But the point is, we all know the quality of our chanting. It's very, very bad. As soon as we pick up the beads, our mind goes all over the places. So that has been called offensive chanting. That's why Srila Prabhupada has given ki devotional service. It's not just only devotion. Service means some practical action has to be there. So when we engage our senses, our hand, our eyes, our intelligence, our body, then we become, in a fastest way, our existence becomes purified. Otherwise, it's not so easy. This is a Shri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadama. Keval. Keval means only. It's not emphasized that the bhakti is at the lotus feet of the Lord. No. Yes, it comes from there. But according to Krishna's formula, that bhakti is staying at the lotus feet of the Lord because bhakti is being transformed from one heart to another heart. Bhakti is transformed from the heart of a pure Vaishnava into our heart when we do some service to them. There is a verse also in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sayana Mahat Seveya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nisevanat. By serving those Vaishnavas, those transcendentalists, those saintly persons, those who are free from all the sinful activity, we can imbibe their quality. We can imbibe their quality. Automatically, those beautiful qualities are just developing in ourselves. Even though those qualities are there, but due to our sinful activity, for millions and billions of lifetime, those qualities has been diminished down. So we need to take them away by serving the devotees. That is the only formula. In 11th canto, Lord is saying, Acharya mam vijaniya. Neva manne hata karihi chit. Na mrityu buddhya asuyate sarvadevo सर्वोदयो मयो विभु. यस दैट डोंट थिंक द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड मी वी आर डिफरेंट. नो वी आर सेम. सेम मीन्स सेम इन अ पर्पस, सेम इन अ मैसेज. साक्षा धरित्वेना समस्त शास्त्रे, ऑल द स्क्रिप्चर्स आर सेइंग देयर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड द लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ बिकॉज दे बोथ आर हेयर टू गिव अस द सेम मैसेज. व्यवसात्मिका बुद्धि एकेह गुरु नंदना, वन पॉइंटेड अटेंशन. अ शिष्य शुड नॉट मेक हिज ओन प्रोजेक्ट. द प्रोजेक्ट्स आर ऑलरेडी बीन ओपन्ड बाय द गुरु एंड हिज गुरु एंड हिज गुरु एंड हिज गुरु एंड ऑल द वे इट गोज टू Lord Shri Krishna. So we all are following the project opened by Lord Shri Krishna. And what is that? Helping other jivas to go back to Godhead. Practice yourself, help them others. So there is nothing that we cannot do if we really want to go out of this material world. So the formula he has given to us in the Vedic scriptures. So there is no way we can say that, no, I cannot accept anybody as my spiritual master. I have my direct relationship with the God. Yes, you have it. Because we are his amsha. We are his amsha. Mamai vamso, jiva loke, jiva bhuta, sanatana. That you are my part and parcel. But we are stuck in this material world. And we have a tendency that Prabhupada always write, lord it over. To become master always. Putting other people into subordinate, making them as a servant and enjoying what? Purusha mentality. Purusha mentality is not indicating to male body, it's indicating to enjoying mentality, and that can anyone can have. The jiva who is holding female body and the jiva who is holding male body, they both means if they have an enjoying tendency, that tendency Bhagavatam says is called Purusha mentality, enjoying mentality. But we have forgotten the instruction Lord has says, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapsam Sarvaloko Maheshwaram. I am the enjoyer of all the sacrifice. I am the controller of all the universe. But that formula we have forgotten. And we are thinking we are the enjoyer. That's why everything comes out. No, we are not the enjoyer. Whatever service we are doing in our spiritual lives, it is just only by the blessings of our spiritual master and either Diksha Guru or Siksha Guru. They both carry the same honor from our side. That you can read it in Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, first chapter entitled as The Spiritual Master. The whole CC is dedicated for that one chapter over there, The Spiritual Master. The first step is, please follow the spiritual master, Guru Pada Ashraya. And then he will give you the mantra, then he will teach you how you can engage it. Mataji, just now when she was announcing, she says a very beautiful thing. She says, I'm going to call out the name of those devotees, those who have assisted their spiritual master by serving the Lord. Did you hear that? She didn't say that those devotees who have served the Lord. No, they have assisted their spiritual master, because spiritual master is the one who is serving the Lord. We are assisting him. What is the third shloka when we read in the morning? Shri Vigraha Dhanitya Nana Shingaratan Manjir Madanaja means spiritual master is teaching us how to serve the Lord, and he is engaging us in the service of the Lord. So by his blessing, we are able to do something to the Lord. Otherwise, where is the question we know how to serve the Lord? He's the only one who's going to teach us every nook and corner, every detailing. Shiguru Charane Rati is a Uttama Gati. By touching or taking the dust of the lotus feet of the spiritual master is a Uttama Gati, is the highest perfection of the life. It looks very, very fishy when we say, am I going to take the dust from your feet? If we are not in the bhakti, if you say, because the feet has been called kind of a very lower thing, is it? It's been called a very lower. And top of that, you are taking the dust. Dust we take out of the house. We just broom them, vacuum them. But here, you have to smear the dust on your forehead. This is not an ordinary dust. This is the dust that Guru has accumulated by serving the Lord. So this is prasada for all the disciples to honor it completely. And it's been also been said, whenever we see the spiritual master or any saintly person, we have to do a direct dandavat pranam. And by doing that, whatever the dust accumulate on our cloth, we should not shake them out. No, because this is our prasada. Because we are surrendering from our body, mind, intelligence, and our soul. We are surrendering to somebody who has surrendered to the Lord. That's why the philosophy is Gopi Bhartyo Pad Kamlayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. It's not so easy. Material world has taught us Bossa Anu Bossa. We go to university, we go to college, and everybody give a like a fish bait. Like there's a bait there. You come to our university, we'll make you master. Master in science, master in English, master in sociology, everything, master, master, master. You are only master in the paper. When you take that paper, you come out, you become the servant. This is the illusion. It is just only on the paper you are a master, but on your forehead, it's servant. It's full servant. Servant of your boss, servant of the society, servant of the country, servant of your own senses, servant to everybody. But we don't accept it. No. I am master, double master. No, you are a double fool. You are not a double, you are a double, triple servant. You are somewhere down. If you really have to be a servant, become the servant. Here. He's not a servant of anybody. He's the master of everyone. Even though he himself says, yes, I am also the servant of my pure devotee. He's best in everything. He's the best master. He's the best servant. He's the best protector. And he's the best killer. Somebody asked, Srila Prabhupada, is God love? Prabhupada says, he's also hate. He's source of everything. He's a source. You cannot beat him. He's the best cheater. He's the best gambler. And he's the best liar. He's the best lover. He's best in everything. You name it. He's a best cook. He's the best singer. Anything you name it, he's best in everything. But still, he gives the credit to his devotees. Oh, you have done it. You have done it. Arjuna, when he was fool, when even though he was not a fool, but he was acting as a fool, Lord was giving him knowledge. Nimitta matram bhava sarve sachi. Try to understand. You are thinking you are the doer of everything. I have already done it. Let me show you the future. I have already done it. You just do your duty and enjoy the credit. Be the hero of the battlefield. But actually the hero was he. Lord Shri Krishna. So that means Krishna is using his devotee to send back the conditioned soul to him in spiritual world. But we as a servant, we should not take the credit when we are doing the service. Oh, by my blessing, you have gone back to Godhead or you are going back to Godhead. We have nowhere to claim anything. What do we have? Temples, we don't own. Scriptures, we don't own. Spiritual masters, we don't own. Deities, we don't own. This external body, which is made of earth, water, fire and ether, we don't own. Subtle body, mind, earth and intelligence, we don't own. Soul, we don't own. Then why are we saying we are the master? We don't own anything. Practically, if you see, everything has been given by the Lord himself. Soul comes to him. Subtle body comes from him. Gross body comes from him. Then what are we proud of? By knowing all these things on a regular attending the classes, we come into our consciousness. Our senses awakens. Yes, this is a true knowledge. We should not be. That's why in the morning when we chant Shikshamrita, it's been said we have to chant with the humble state of mind. Not a proud state of mind. Humble state of mind. We need to pick up our bead while thinking, Krishna, I'm nowhere claim myself them. I'm the owner of this body. You belongs to everything. Everything belongs to you also. Please give me intelligence so I can come back to Godhead and I can serve your Vaishnavas. You see, any Vaishnava philosophy, whether it's Ramanujacharya, Gaudiya Vaishnava, and many other, they all are emphasizing, and many other religions also, they all are emphasizing that respecting and honoring the position of the spiritual master. But who can understand this? It's very, very rare. Vasudeva sarvam iti sa mahatma sudarlava. That's what has been said in the purport. It's very, very rare to understand because while engaging in the service, the proud comes, illusion also comes while serving the Lord. In Canto 3, if I'm not, I think Canto 2 or Canto 3, Brahmaji, yeah, it was in Canto 2, when Brahmaji, when he shake his hand, to whom? Garbhodakshai Vishnu. When he shake his hand with the Lord, then his prayer was that, oh my dear Lord, you are giving me a service to do, which is creation. I have one prayer to do. And the prayer is, please fill my heart or bless me that while doing my service, the pride should not come into my heart. That I am the doer. That I am the enjoyer. I have done it. I know it's you. But we have seen it. If you are here for 20 years, 25 years, 50 years or 60 years or 10 years or 2 years, little bit something we do and we get glorified by others, we immediately think, yes, it's me. It's me. I have come here to take you back to Godhead. The proud immediately come. And that's the only thing Krishna doesn't like in his devotee's life or in their consciousness. That's why Srimati Radharani is been called the topmost devotee, because she has no pride at all in her service to Lord Shri Krishna. She's the only one who is completely prideless. That's why Krishna likes to be with her always. So if we want that Krishna allows his association so we can associate with him always, please, we should come to in our consciousness that anything we do, we always offer. When I was in the ashram, Brahmachari ashram, during my training days, I have been taught that whenever we get up in the morning, first thing we do, because we do have a photos of our spiritual master next to the table, we pay obeisances to them first. Oh my Guru Maharaj, thank you so much. I got another day to serve the Lord. Please give me intelligent, some knowledge so I can serve the Lord through you. Okay? And when we are going back to God, when we are going back to bed in the night, again we offer our obeisances to Guru by telling him, Guru Maharaj, I don't know what I did, but whatever I did, it was your blessings I did. I offer everything at your feet. Please offer back to Lord Shri Krishna. And then we go to sleep. Then the pride, it will never ever appear in our heart. Okay? So it's 8:47. So we have 10-15 minutes for question answers. Please, if you have anything to ask or add, any reflections or anything, please go ahead.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very wonderful class.
Thank you, Mother.
You mentioned this triangle, Guru, Sadhu, and
I mentioned that triangle, yes.
And here in the West, people are not so familiar with the Shastra, so they don't know how to look for a Guru. So it seems like, you know, when the devotees go out and preach, they tell people about Krishna.
Yeah.
So they're hearing about the Guru, and then they read the Shastra.
Yeah.
So the Shastra doesn't always come first, does it?
It does, Mataji. It's up to the preacher, how he gives the knowledge to the audience. See, in a school and colleges, when the teacher is there, when teacher comes to the lecture, she gives the overview mm-hmm. of the knowledge. Okay, but she also says that now I want you to go home and read from this page to this page. It's not that she should not have, because her knowledge also comes from the book. Mm-hmm. So book is our main source.
The book is the main source. Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, the yeah. priority, which one comes first. Like when Prabhupada first came here,
yeah.
there were no books. Prabhupada yeah. was a guru, shastra, and everything.
Yeah.
And many devotees never even heard of Bhagavad Gita, never heard of Krishna, never heard of anything, especially here in the Western world.
Yeah.
So everything, Prabhupada was everything.
Yeah. No, but during his lecture, Mataji, if I'm not wrong, Prabhupada always emphasized, please read my books on daily basis.
When the books came.
I'm not
arguing how yeah. three are important.
Yeah.
That's not my point.
Yeah.
My point was, you said that Shastra was the first.
Yeah.
The top.
Yeah.
Guru
is the one who introduced you to the Shastra. Guru is the one who introduced you, because you hear him and you have trust on his words, then you start reading the books. Yes? So that's his duty to engage you, connect with you with the Shastra, because he won't be there forever to teach you. So once he goes, who is the shelter? Vedic scriptures are the shelters. Yes?
Yes.
So, yeah. So that's how we do.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think Prabhu is there at the back. Yeah.
So there's this verse, Tarko Pratishta Shrutaya Vibhinna. You know that the scriptures, there are so many scriptures, and they say apparently contradictory things.
Yeah.
And, like, so we have in ISKCON, we have Prabhupada's book.
Yeah.
And he emphasizes, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita,
yes.
Rupa Goswami. These are our shastras.
Yes.
But there are other, you know, now that in debates about what we should do in ISKCON and things like that, people go find other agamas and pancharatras and say, well, this is a shastra, you have to accept that. But how do we decide what shastras are the important ones to us?
Prabhu, that's why Guru plays the role in our life for this. Brahmanda, Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jir, Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Ladavich. If Guru has filtered the Vedic scriptures for you, and if you still go outside, that means you don't have a trust on the words of Guru. Then this is our problem. It's not a problem of the Guru. Prabhupada says, you don't need to know anything. Whatever I need to tell you, it's in my lecture, in my books. All you have to do, just read and go back to Godhead. That's what we need.
Thank you.
Yeah. But if you see the Vedic scriptures are, Prabhu, like thousands and thousands. It's just like waves in the ocean. It's less like waves in the ocean, and it's very hard to know. But the Lord has already said, Vedas to sarver aham eva vedyo. He has already emphasized the stress on one this point. Reading all the Vedic scriptures, the conclusion is to know me, to worship me. And these Vedic scriptures I have compiled. And if the author, in the form of Vyasadev, himself is saying that I am the conclusion, then why to look, no, let me try other party also. No. That's not nice. That means the Shishya is not very good Shishya. So he must have a full faith on the words of the Guru. If Guru has said this will happen to me in my life, it will happen. Because it's a word of the Guru, and God and Krishna speaks through the mouth of Guru if he has to direct to other Shishya. If his faith is very shaky, then where is the question he can have the trust on the words of the Lord also? No. So he has to train this mind. If I have accepted a guru, Prabhupada says that if you are going to accept a guru, so make sure you train your mind that you are not going to follow your mind, you are going to follow the words of the guru. So there is no argument there. If he says something, accept it. And if you don't understand, ask him, and ask him kindly, open it to it for more for me. Explain it more. But say no, that's not nice. He is on the position to teach us. We are here to get. We are not here to give him back. We are here to beg. So, yeah, faith is the problem. Komal Shraddha is there. Prabhu, yes, you have.
That's very interesting topics. Because I was thinking, Gopinath Acharya and Sarvam Bhattacharya's argument on Madhya Lila chapter 6.
Yeah.
And then Mahaprabhu acted as his disciple.
Yeah.
So I want to hear. Then after 7 days,
when
Sarvam Bhattacharya asked Mahaprabhu, have you understood anything?
Yeah.
Then you should tell me to grow more.
Yeah.
And if you didn't understand, you have a doubt, then also point out so I could elaborate this more.
More, yeah, yeah.
But then in that case,
we
should be fool in front of Guru, but not act as a fool.
Act as a fool.
There's a big difference.
Yes, yes.
Because Mahaprabhu says, no, I hear the scriptures.
Yeah.
Whenever you're quoting the verses, it's like a ray of sun.
Yeah.
But as soon you give your own interpretation, it's like a cloud covering the sun.
Yes.
So it's like insult.
Yeah.
So disciples should be also intelligent to accept Guru.
Yeah.
And in front of Gurus, we should be fool, but not act as a fool.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Sometimes, as we know in ISKCON, Guru is not readily available. He's not always available.
Easily available.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, like he's in India and some disciple here.
Yeah.
Immediate attention or something.
Yeah.
So is it safe to seek association of senior devotees and advice and so forth?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I said that day means, if guru means not that you, if you have accepted someone a guru, he is the only teacher. No. Because we are in the institution and Prabhupada is the trunk. And all the branches are connected to Prabhupada. So all the knowledge comes from him. Yes, if he is not available, that does not mean, means ki your source of knowledge will be limited. Okay, so you as a sishya, you need to learn from everybody. Like a student, if he has to pass out the exam, he learns from the teacher, he does the self-study, he learns from the groups also, or he asks from the seniors also, or sometimes he also copy from the exam. Because he has to pass out. So he takes the knowledge from everybody. So that's how it is. It's been said, we learn from everybody. Either they are junior, either they are senior. I think I read one statement of Srila Prabhupada. He says, a devotee should associate with all sort of association. He should take all sort of association. If he's with the senior, he take the wisdom. And if he's with the junior, he can take the enthusiasm. So when he merge both, then he can go on. Otherwise, when spending many years in the bhakti, we are only just gaining knowledge, 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 and we lose our enthusiasm. No, it goes simultaneously. But when we see any juniors are there, and we see he's just brooming the temple room, cleaning this and that, and saying, come on, man, I was also like that. So what happened to me now? I have to be like that at the end of my life. But I just left that enthusiasm and all I'm just doing, sitting and hearing and hearing and hearing. Yes, it is good. But that hearing has to be turned into action. But that action I have stopped. Okay? Yes, sir. Who else is there? Anybody else? Okay, Prabhu is here. Isaac Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, I got a question about... Like I told you yesterday, I was in the Brahmachari ashram for some years with association with devotees, doing some nice service and seva. And I was kicked out of this ashram for some reason.
Yeah,
Krishna took me out, to be honest.
Yeah,
and I went back to Christianism.
You went to where?
Christianism.
Christianism,
I took shelter on a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And... well, I found out that my family was very happy with this because, you know, they're Christian, they raised me as a Christian.
Yeah.
And they were not happy when I was in the Brahmachari ashram.
You were not happy there?
They were not happy. My family were not happy.
Oh, family were not happy?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially, you know, my mother.
Okay. Mom was not happy?
Yes.
Okay.
And once I left and I started, you know, living what they think that we need to do.
Yeah.
They were so happy.
Yeah.
And they, right now, they are happy. So I understand that we don't need to agitate the mind of others, right?
We don't need to agitate the mind of all these people.
Yes.
Okay.
So right now that I'm practicing again, chanting my rounds and inspired to do seva again.
Yeah.
I would like to know what can I do for, you know, Should I hide my activities, or should I go forward and don't pay attention to their opinion?
Okay, Prabhu, can I answer you this question offline?
Yes.
Because they need much more, you know, input in there to ask many more things, because this is the Bhagavatam class, so if I'll do many more, then it will go all over the time.
Yes.
Okay, I can answer you after the class. Mother, you have something? Okay, thank you so much, everybody. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय